T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning, and congratulations to Steve from Derby. Has a couple of pounds of Prairie Fire coffee. It is tasty. And a travel mug as well. Steve, congratulations, and thanks for listening to Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Now, three big things. Haysville City Council approves a drone ordinance. Oklahoma teen arrested after using a crossbow in the killing of a child. More information about the arrest of a Wichita cop for misconduct. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And now we're starting to see a traffic slowdown out there. This is on I-235 eastbound. That'd be northbound right there. It's actually moving east, but northbound I-235 approaching I-135. So up there right around the North Junction, just starting to see a big traffic slowdown in that area at this time. Traffic update on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman in the East Harry Street Mall and online at carlstire.com, the home of the 34 and 95 oil change.
There you go. Sunny, breezy, and cooler today with a high of 60 degrees. Northwest wind at 23 to 28 miles per hour later. Clear tonight, the overnight low 40. Wednesday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high, 75. Now partly cloudy. Northwest wind at 15 miles per hour and 47 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch. Voted one of the best bourbon bars in America by The Bourbon Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, The Monarch. Steve and Ted in the morning, and details are coming out about who wants Amazon in its city and how badly.
Amazon says 238 places vying to be home to its next headquarters have submitted proposals. The online giant, which stopped accepting bids last week, promising to bring 50,000 new jobs and spend up to $5 billion on its new home. And it's got suitors pulling out the stops, from mayors starring in commercials.
Alexa, where is the best place for Amazon to locate its second world headquarters?
Danbury, Connecticut. To a mayor of a Georgia town offering to rename it Amazon. To a mayor in Texas offering to build his city around the company. Amazon says it won't announce a decision till next year. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Steve and Ted, WichitaPerch.com poll. How do you celebrate Halloween? Final tally. I go all in, buying costumes, putting up decorations, candy, and trick-or-treating, go to or host a party. 5%. Say they will go all in. I have fun with it. Buy some candy for trick-or-treaters. Take the kids trick-or-treating. Make a costume or wear an old one. 27% come in there. 1 out of 4. But the biggest one was 68%. Boo humbug. Turn off the porch light and lock the door. Isn't that amazing? What is it, about 2 out of 3, Ted, or more?
Yeah.
Saying boo humbug, we don't celebrate Halloween. Today's question, by the way, the poll can be found at our webpage, knssradio.com. Should the proposed Tyson Chicken Processing Plant be located in Sedgwick County? The choices are, we need more information before deciding, or no, or yes. We're keeping it simple. Should the proposed Tyson Chicken Processing Plant be located in Sedgwick County? The Steve and Ted, WichitaPerch.com poll is at our webpage.
Yeah, yes, no, maybe. Simple choice.
KNSSradio.com. Industrial and technology companies and retailers all stumbled Monday as U.S. stocks began the week with losses. General Electric suffered its worst one-day loss in 6 years.
Yeah, GE stock.
Now following downgrades from analysts, Standard & Poor's 500 index lost 10 points, while the Dow fell 54 points. The NASDAQ composite dropped 42 points.
Yeah, and people were dumping their GE stock yesterday.
Yeah, we're seeing some earnings reports coming out this morning. And so far in the futures, Dow apparently likes what it's seeing on those. The Dow is up 135 points in futures trading this morning, Ted. So there you go. Amazon will be sorting through the 238 proposals from cities and regions. You just heard about that from Fox. President Trump shot down a possible approach for raising revenue to finance tax cuts in politically must-do legislation for the Republicans, promising that the popular 401k retirement savings program will be untouched. Wow. I don't know. There are many people who are going to retire and, you know, rely on that 401k right. for a lot of their income. And you're going to mess around with that, politicians? Come on. Just fix Social Security and go on about your business.
Neil Bortz always warned that eventually Washington's going to find a way to start getting into that 401k money.
Sooner or later. Yeah. All right, 7:52 now. Steve and Ted, developing living space in central Wichita. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. More apartments will be coming online in the downtown area. Work set to begin later this year on the Market Center project at First and Market. Virginia attorney Paul Ruby says financing is in place. They're getting permits. The ownership group closed on the building in 2015. Plans are for 55 one-bedroom units and 55 two-bedroom units. Commercial space is planned for the ground level. Boeing has finalized an aircraft deal that means more work for Wichita. Singapore Airlines buying 20 777 jets and 19 Dreamliners. It's a deal valued at $13.8 billion. The deal was officially signed at the White House with Singapore's Prime Minister. Wichita's Spirit Aerosystems and many of the area's companies have work on both those aircraft models. Wichita's former superintendent of schools has been named tops in the state. The Kansas School Superintendents Association says John Allison is the Kansas Superintendent of the Year. He's now superintendent in Olathe. Justin Henry of Goddard and Glenn Supis of Smoky Valley Schools were also finalists. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Well, congratulations to Mr. Allison for winning that prestigious award. Was it some sort of tens of thousand-dollar stipend going along with that?
I have a feeling he's going to get something like a laurel and hearty handshake.
Yeah, a hearty handshake. Let me offer you. Okay. Good enough. Today is a couple of things I want to celebrate with you today, sir. Today is the 40-hour work week day. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Bill will pass that mark today. On Tuesday.
When was the last time you guys worked a 40-hour week?
Yeah, we've got one in about now. In 1890, the U.S. government began tracking workers' hours. This is 1890. Full-time manufacturing employees were working 100 hours a week. So June of 1940, Congress amended the Fair Labor Standards Act, limiting the work week to 40 hours. 100 hours a week. That's almost as much as you turn in. Basically,
that's quite a bit. Can you imagine? And that's manufacturing.
That's
work.
Manufacturing.
That's tough work.
Tedious, tough work. Yeah. So if you did 100 hours a week, you could probably do that. I mean, Gretchen wouldn't be bothered. Your wife would be okay with that, right?
That's right. She'd say just stay at work all the time.
There you go. Today is a National Bologna Day, a good day to have a bologna sandwich for lunch. Now, sometimes it's spelled bologna, B-A-L-O-N-E-Y, and pronounced bologna, which is the way I say it. Right. And it's been one of the more popular luncheon meats for decades, as you know. I grew up, on bologna.
You bet.
People say he's full of bologna. You know, well, that's true.
Right.
I am. Favorite bologna sandwich garnishes include mustard, ketchup, mayonnaise, cheese, lettuce, pickles, tomato, and onion. And we got into a big discussion over this several years ago, Ted.
Well, and you started delving into the area of fried.
Fried bologna.
Yeah.
My dad loved fried bologna.
You bet.
He ate it with onions. Are you kidding me?
Oh,
can you
wow.
imagine the breath on that man?
Wow. Here he comes.
No, thank
where?
You.
I can smell him.
Oh, man, here
I
he comes. Does anybody smell bologna and onions? Yeah, so anyway.
Ooh.
I like mine with mustard and cheese. That's it.
And, a little Miracle Whip for me.
Oh, see, he's a mayo guy, and yeah. I just think that's disgusting.
I'm a mayo and cheese guy, too.
Jad, you want to get in on this or not?
Not Miracle Whip, not the salad dressing type, but the
mayo?
Actual mayo. Yeah.
Yes. How about that? All right. Celebrate Bologna Day with Steve and Ted, who are full of bologna every day.
Okay? There you go. That's
thank
what
you,
I'm
sir.
Looking at.
7:56 now, coming up at 8 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. All today's news. More information on the arrest of a Wichita police officer for misconduct. That's coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.